A lot to talk about here with the head coach of the Mercer boys basketball program, Jeff Wyatt. Mercer ended up second last week at the HTC tournament, ended up falling against that good Winston team on Saturday night. Mercer picked up a couple of victories earlier in the week. A week ago tonight, 75-27 over Tri-County. Thursday night, 60-49 against North Harrison. Coach, overall, you know, short of winning the championship, which I know the boys and you would have liked to do, how did you feel like, how did the boys look in the three games last week in your eyes?
Well, the first two, you know, I was pretty happy with the way we looked. Against Winston, you know, I thought we kind of played timid, and I don't know if we were nervous, I don't know if we were scared. I don't know what it was, but, I mean, there was something off about our offense and our defense, really. I mean, it was the whole, just the intensity of the game. But, you know, that's something that we should have fixed by now, and, you know, hopefully we've got it fixed now. So we'll just have to go on and see.
It sounds like, you know, sports is physical, yeah, but there's a psychological aspect to being an athlete, too, and it just sounds like that for whatever reason there's that hurdle that the boys are trying to jump against Winston. They haven't figured out that hurdle yet.
No, you know, we've tried to tell them, you know, you just go out and you play your game and this and that, and, you know, that's easy to say but hard to do. So, you know, that's just something that we've got to learn how to deal with that situation and go from there. But, you know, Winston is an extremely good team, and you got to give them credit. You know, they do what they have to do. They play their own style. There's not many teams around here that play the style that they do, and you know, that's very successful for them. So it's just something that we've got to get figured out if we're going to be successful.
Yeah, they're a little bit different this year because they don't score as much, but their defense is, you know, it's hard to score against them. What is Coach Lewis doing with his group that makes it tough to kind of crack them defensively, Coach?
They just play a really very fundamental style of man-to-man defense. You know, they don't give up on it. He will run some stunts out of it, but for the most part, it's just, you know, they get in their face, and, you know, their kids really buy into it, and they just dig in and flat guard you. So it's something that you don't see very often. Even teams that play really good man-to-man, Winston just doesn't seem to make mistakes out of it. It seems like they're always in the correct places for help defense, and they're extremely good about helping. Their boys talk very well on defense, so all those things contribute to it. So, you know, it starts with the coach, but then the boys are doing a very good job of executing that style of defense also. So right now they're probably playing the best that they have all year, which is, you know, good for them, and hopefully, you know, if we get to see them again, and that would be quite an accomplishment for both of us to get to the district championships, but, you know, hopefully then we can see if we can handle them again.
Well, that is, you know, the phrase that I use, you get a district like this where you might have three or four teams that, if they can just get through districts, might have a chance to make a little bit of a run towards Springfield, and this is that sort of district. It is going to be tough next week to win games.
Oh, it's going to be extremely tough. You know, we was talking before we came on the air. In the seed meeting, you know, nobody knew how to seed it. You know, you had teams that had beat one, and then one of those teams had beat somebody else, and it was just a mess from the get-go. I mean, there's five teams that I think have a legitimate shot to win the district and, you know, possibly a game or two beyond that. So Princeton right now is definitely in the driver's seat, you know, but I think we're in that conversation. Pattonsburg's in that conversation. Winston for sure is in that conversation, and North Harrison's in that conversation. You know, North Harrison's beat Pattonsburg, played Princeton real close. We was fortunate enough to beat them a couple times in the last week or so, but you know, then you turn around and Winston, you know, they beat both us and North Harrison, so that's where all the questions come up and everything that way. So I think all the coaches did the best that they could. Probably the eye test was used a lot, and you know, I think everybody understood that, you know, there wasn't a really good way to go about the seeds. Everybody understood that, and you know, everybody understood that the top four or five teams are extremely good, and you know, it's going to be quite a chore if you're going to win our district.
The first thing I saw, and this is on the opposite side of the bracket from you guys, because you guys got a two seed, right, Coach?
Yes.
Yeah. Pattonsburg is the 3, and then Winston the 4. Is that the way it went?
I believe so. Yes.
Anyway, I know Winston's the 4 because the first thing I saw when I looked at that bracket Saturday was a possible Princeton-Winston game on in the semifinals. And for Princeton sitting there at 20-3, Winston would be a really, really tough semifinal opponent.
Oh, they definitely would. I mean, I think both games that are played as the semifinals in our district will be great games. I mean, I don't think anyone can pick one team out of those 4 and be 100% sure that they're going to win.
I agree.
So that's just how good the quality is, you know, in our district. So it's going to be a fun district, and I think everybody knows that going into it, and even the kids know it. I mean, you know, they're all talking about how good our district is and this and that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's a big week for you guys, Coach. Before, you know, we can talk about districts. We'll have more of that discussion next week, certainly, because it's going to be a dandy district. But you got 3 games this week starting tonight with Grundy R5. And are they a little bit up and down with their level of play? Yeah, but when they're up and when they're going good, they can play with anybody in this conference. So they're kind of a dangerous team coming into your barn tonight. Do you look at it that way?
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, they've got some very experienced players. The Lewis kid plays well for them in the post. And they got the Gann kid that, you know, plays in the post and also goes outside and shoots the 3 well. I saw him a couple times in the tournament this week, and, you know, they were kind of up and down. But, you know, everybody's in the same boat right now. We're all trying to get ready for districts and hoping that, you know, you get the little things cleaned up and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure they're in the same boat that we are, you know. They're wanting to get on a run to have a good week next week. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to be focused, and it'll be interesting to see how our kids bounce back after Saturday night. And, you know, and we don't have any time to prepare. So we've got them tonight, and we've got Gilman City tomorrow night, and then we got East Harrison coming here on Friday night. So yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Absolutely. And we don't really have the time here to talk about all the games in detail, but you just gave the schedule there. In a big sense here, Coach, you know, all the teams are looking at now going on a little bit of a run and certainly peaking at this time of year, and districts are next week. What's kind of the big things that the Mercer boys can do this week to be as prepared as possible for districts next week?
We just need to get our offensive flow back to where it was, you know, a couple weeks ago. And really, I mean, I thought that we played decent in the games, especially against Tri-County and North Harrison here this last week. So I think we're close to where we want to be. We just got to get a few little things fixed and probably bring back our defensive focus a little bit better. And, you know, I think we can accomplish that. And, you know, it's not going to be anything that we can say we got done until we get out and play games. So this week will be a good challenge for us.
Here's the opener, too. If you're a Mercer fan, write this down. You can always go to Mercer.org and you can go find the bracket, too. But if you just want to get the information here on the air, next Tuesday, the 25th, Mercer and Tri-County will play at Eagleville in the 2-7 matchup in District 14. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight against Grundy.
Thank you very much.